when Robert was nervous about this, he came on board and he felt that the two of them needed to have an alternative to nuclear power. So they went to Stillwater, I guess Oklahoma A&M at the time, to see if there was any research on wind power or solar power.
They talked to a professor, a Dr. Allison, I believe it was, who couldn't offer them anything to fulfill their needs. But Daddy was really, really upset by the fact that he and his father had been the greatest supporters of the Oklahoma Farmers Union. Grandpa had been a national officer. But when Daddy asked them to come out against the nuclear power plant, they laughed him off the stage, and he was very, very hurt by that because he had worked so hard for them.
This obviously made both of them angry, and Carrie angry and weak, actually, and it began to affect her health. And she knew she needed to be strong, and then she knew bearing a grudge would defeat her efforts.
Yeah.
So she learned to fight the issue and not the people.
That's right. I didn't understand this until many years later, but Mother, when she was a young woman, had wanted to be a missionary, which is not uncommon among young people of her generation, I think, in Oklahoma. But when she got married, she put that to one side. But that sort of underlay all of her understanding about how to do things. So she would go and pray about things for hours and hours. She and Daddy were Methodists. And, of course, Methodists have a principle that you do all the good you can, all the time you can. I was not a Methodist myself, but I respect everything that the Methodists try to do.
Carrie then went out, handed out copies of very important information. She started talking to everyone she met. She went to the newspaper, the Claremore Progress. The editor, Don Dodd, listened but did not support, and he actually editorialized against her.
Yes, which was a disappointment, but not unexpected.
She went to the headquarters of any organization to get their support. Then one day she knocked on the door of the Tulsa Indian Emphasis Program, and she met with people who became her friends.
I know she did that, but I never knew them myself.
PSO sent a formal request of approval of the proposed plan to each city council within a 25-mile radius of Inola.
Yes, and that was when she went to the city council and asked for them to vote against it.
She did that on September 4th of 1973, the Claremore City Council. The council actually voted to send the representative to the Oklahoma Corporation Commission.
Yes. There was a member of the Oklahoma Corporation Commission who grew up in Claremore.
Yes, that was Norma Eagleton.
Norma Haddad Eagleton. She was a senior when I was an eighth grader. She was in the senior play that year, and I just thought she was the most glamorous person I had ever seen in my life. But she followed her father's examples and became a lawyer and wound up on the Corporation Commission.
There was a headline in the Claremore Progress, "Council Reviews Inola Plant Opposition." So Carrie started what she did later on, is to slow the process down.
That whole thing started on that day.
PSO spokesman admitted they did not have a good solution to the waste of building nuclear power. And the newspaper,
and of course, still haven't come up with one.
And the newspaper article launched the crusade in the organization. Then the radio station from Altus called and wanted the name of the organization, how many belonged to it. She said about 100. And that's when she used the case, which she borrowed from Ralph Nader. And when this went out over the airwaves, reporters from newspapers and radio television stations called from all over the country, and that's what launched it nationally, right?
Absolutely.